This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free and bring up anything you want here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. Coming up, if we get the chance, Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 15, about pricing. But first, to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Jocelyn, listening in Asheville, Johnny Ray's hometown, to WWNC. Hello, Jocelyn.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. So I wanted to ask what a libertarian would say on a child, like a two-year-old or a three-year-old being harmed in a their neighbor's house. What do you guys think about, like, is the government responsible or the neighbor responsible?
You know, is it the neighbor's house? The person who's violent should be held responsible, and violence is something that libertarians are against.
Right. So how do you – I know you were talking about the abortion issue, and we said it just kind of depends on whatever when the baby lives, and it's up to them. It was a good last phrase you said. You know, don't get involved and don't have the government pay for it. But if
don't let the government subsidize it and don't have the government forbid it.
Yeah, that was the quote. That was good. I was wondering if a child like my next door neighbor was physically hurting their child, like a 2-year-old or 4-year-old, then would children under 18, maybe we have, do libertarians think a little differently on how we should care for them or maybe not have the government involved? Or what would you do in that case?
I think it's complicated, but I would find it morally acceptable for you to go over there with a handgun and point it at your neighbor and say, I'm taking your kid away because you treat them terribly, and then you take the kid over to your house and protect them. But the problem is that the kid is likely to want to go back to their parents. And
it depends.
You know, likely. I mean, they would have to be terribly, terribly abused, and that does happen.
That's what she's talking about.
So that's the difficulty.
It's a common libertarian. It is a difficult one, I know. That's why I thought I'd call and ask.
Yep.
Is that more of the common libertarian response?
Depends on who you ask. I mean, the libertarian viewpoint is that human beings should not use coercive force or aggressive force against one another. And if somebody is using aggressive force against you or a child or, you know, a defenseless old lady or whoever, then the person who's using that aggressive force should be stopped. Now, some people would say that if we're going to have a state, if we're going to have a government, then that's something that they should be doing is, you know, getting involved in stopping violence. And I would say that if we're going to have, you know, a coercive monopolistic government, then I'd be okay if that's all that they were doing rather than going around and busting people for marijuana or underage drinking or, you know, other non-crimes with no victim. But, you know, if we were to go even further and get rid of the monopoly on force that we know of as the state and were to have some other system in place, we don't really know exactly what that looks like, but I suspect that whatever it would be would not tolerate abuse of children.
Right. I would imagine so. And I'm very liberty-minded like you guys. But that's where I get stuck is if a person's under 18, really, you know, they can't care for themselves or they're being harmed. That's where I start to be like, geez, I'm really liberty-minded, but what about the children?
I think that people would have to take responsibility for what's going on in their area. So, I mean, like Mark said, you know, if you want to call the government in to take someone's children from them, then you should be willing to, you know, do that yourself or hire somebody else to do it for you.
I didn't hear that part. Well, I was just wondering, because it's tricky, and I know it's been compared that, you know, a baby in a womb is like, a neighbor with a child in their house. What do you do? If it begins at life, maybe that complicates it a little bit more. So, but anyway, you helped me understand more that your libertarian viewpoint. I like less government as much as possible.
Yeah, we all do. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Wonder. Thank you.
Appreciate your call tonight.
I believe that a tort was created on my son Jack. He's 9 years old. A tort was created when he was conceived because he was rendered incompetent. Now, I'll grant you that he did not exist prior to that, but he was his existence rendered him incompetent. So if I was to hit somebody in a crosswalk or something like that, I would, you know, be responsible for getting them back up to the shape that they were prior to me hitting them, and whatever psychological damage comes from, you know, being knocked into the telephone pole. You know, in his case, I have to, you know, I have to educate him. I'm responsible for education. I'm responsible for, you know, helping him to not harm himself by, you know, foolish acts and those sorts of things. And that, until the point that he is sort of capable of handling life. Now, I think there's lots of arguments as to what is the minimum necessary for me to be acting as a responsible parent, and I don't think a whole bunch of Legos is something that he has a right to by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I think if he doesn't follow the rules of the house, that he doesn't in fact even have rights to the house. Like, that you'd be like, look, you don't want to follow the rules? Take the tent and go sleep in the yard. You know, whatever that might be. I think that that's, you know, allowable and acceptable.
Now, under a government situation, that would be child abuse.
Maybe. I think that it would depend on whichever bureaucrat looked at it.
Well, right now it's a little cold outside to sleep out in the tent in the yard.
I don't suspect he's going to sleep out there for very long. He's not even in New Hampshire right now.
Yeah.
But I don't suspect he's going to spend much time out there. He's going to see the coercion that's involved in the sense that he has to leave the house, like, mm-hmm. you know, or obey whatever the rules might be. It's not like I don't believe in rules. I just simply believe that, you know, that there's ways to, that there's a sort of a libertarian way of enforcing them and sort of this tyrannical way of enforcing them.
I also wanted to add on this particular topic, a lot of times you will see a situation like Jocelyn was describing where there's a neighbor who's abusing their child,
mm-hmm.
and it can be difficult to think of a solution other than a state solution, other than creating an office within the state to deal with child abusers.
Now, of course, I'll let you go on here, but as we've seen, sometimes those very offices employ child abusers. So you take the children away from the abusive parents and then put them in the hands of an abusive foster parent.
Yeah, that was my point, is that these state institutions, you can be creating some real evil and potential for evil right there, where you're creating an avenue for someone to attack somebody they don't like by claiming abuse of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I've had people on this show, people call in and people write emails claiming that I abuse my child simply because they don't like my parenting methods.
You had a story in your show prep about a woman who was arrested because she left a child in a car for, what, 3 minutes or something like that?
No, she believed she was going to be in the store for 5 minutes. It turned out she was in there for closer to a half an hour.
Okay.
But, I mean,
how old was the child?
3 years old for the child. Now, that's sort of an issue of age. Some people can say that's completely inappropriate. Some people are going to say that's completely appropriate. I know I was riding my bike to the next street over at 6 years old, but I think you'd get arrested now if you let your kid ride their bike to the next street over at 6 years old. I think that, that we've become far too coddling. I can tell you that if my wife leaves me in the car, nobody tries to arrest her if I'm in there for a half an hour.
So you have an institution that causes more harm in the end because someone else didn't have the creativity or the wherewithal to deal with their own problems that they were witnessing.
Yep. There's no easy, you know, solution to the problem of physical abuse, whether we're talking about children or a wife to a husband or husband to a wife or, you know, elderly abuse or whatever.
A spouse can leave. And that would be my advice, is if you have been struck by your significant other 2 times in the last 12 months.
Easy to say leave, but it seems to be a lot harder for them to actually leave.
It seems to be. Yeah. And I hear people...
It's just not easy.
I hear people complain about it, but it's significantly harder for a 3-year-old
no doubt
to leave than it is for a 33-year-old.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Eric. He's in Delray Beach, Florida, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Eric.
Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a couple observations on the flat Earth stuff that's been going on with you guys, and wrote down some points I'd like to make in relationship between flat Earth and actually classified or secret space programs. So with the flat Earth thing, one thing I'm noticing right away, I think Mark is partially right that some of these folks are trolls. I don't think the majority are. I think the majority are just ignorant and literally are believing this stuff.
All right, Eric, hang on. I know you got notes. Stand by. We're going to bring you back for the rest of those here in moments more with Eric in Delray Beach. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, I do want to let you know that healthcare, as you already know, is pretty messed up in the United States. And you really can't expect the government to fix the problem that they created. You've got to do something about it yourself. But is it always necessary to have insurance? No. There's actually another alternative. And it is healthexcellenceselect.com. It's healthcare sharing. And from what you told me, Mark, it's like completely legal with the whole ACA.
Yeah,
thing.
Compliant is the terminology.
So healthexcellenceselect.com. It's not insurance. It's freedom from insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, and also a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at healthexcellenceselect.com. It's any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Go to healthexcellenceselect.com. As we go back to Eric in Delray Beach, Florida. Eric, you had some notes you wanted to share, your observations from these flat earth kooks that have been calling the show over the last few weeks
so
here
cruel.
On Free Talk Live. You believe that most of them are for real. Mark believes that most of them are trolls. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that some of them are trolls. Most of them are just ignorant. And you see that especially with they don't answer questions. And if they do, they answer the questions addressed to them with further questions that illustrate a fundamental lack of both scientific understanding and understanding of classified technology or programs, like the guy that was talking about the SR-71 and the guy and the whole rocket thing in a vacuum of space. I mean, rockets are sealed containers that aren't affected by the outside space and combust to propulse a spacecraft through the vacuum of space. And, you know, this whole thing about SR-71 pilots not being able to reveal certain things, that's just patently false. I mean, the classified contracts talk about the missions, not about things like whether or not the Earth is flat. And I've been in a helicopter in the Marine Corps. I saw the curvature of the Earth. It's just absurd.
From a helicopter?
Yes. I used to fly around in a Sea Knight, unfortunately, a dual prop plane. So I've been over the ocean several times, and I could see the curvature of the Earth and, you know, the horizon. And I've, you know, just also living in Florida, going to the West Coast. You guys are from the West Coast. If you're in Clearwater and you watch the sunset as the sun goes down into the Gulf, as it goes into the ocean, you suddenly see what they call the green flash, where due to the curvature of the Earth and the ocean, which bends across it, the sun, as it goes under the horizon, penetrates the ocean and the blue ocean and creates sort of a yellow flash as it, you know, goes through the couple hundred feet of the Gulf, you know, over the horizon. I mean, there's a curvature of the Earth. It's just absurd.
Oh, you and your science.
The gentleman did,
you know, basically say that he rejected nearly all science. And that's, you know, I don't think you need an understanding of science to get through your day, right? Like, you can build a house, or you can, you know, you can drive to work, or you can do, you know, flip burgers or whatever. You don't need to understand whether or not the Earth is curved or flat. And I think that's why these folks enjoy messing with people about it, is that ultimately it's like, hey, I can get them all riled up because I'm not agreeing with what is freaking obvious, you know, and then some people go for it. And I guess it would just, to me, any conspiracy is going to pass or fail based on the amount of people who are keeping the secret. If you have a lot of people Correct. Keeping your secret, you don't have anything that's called a secret. If you have, and frankly, if you have more than one person, it's no longer a secret. But that's fine. If you have a few people together conspiring to keep something a secret, it's certainly possible. There are conspiracies out there. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. But the idea that so many people have been so successful at keeping the truth from us about this flat Earth, to me, it seems patently ridiculous.
Eric, you said you had more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. And that actually what Mark was just saying actually segues perfectly into what I was going to bring up next, which is this idea, these classified programs, and particularly the secret space program, which, listen, there's a lot of bull crap about that. I know the coast to coast stuff, they've been hoodwinked numerous times by charlatans. But there's also, I've done a significant amount of research on this. I'm a military and national security historian, kind of like as a hobby. And there are absolutely have been whistleblowers, especially from the generation after World War II, where their confidentiality agreements ran out after 50 years. So in the 90s, you started to have a flood of these former generals, colonels, et cetera, coming out and speaking to what was going on with classified space programs and possible alleged interactions with other civilizations, not from the Earth. And with the secret space program, you've got, I think the flat Earth thing ties into it. I also have become aware of their definite disinformation programs, sponsored by, the various alphabet agencies, the military, da-da-da-da-da, to discredit and obscure ongoing discredit conspiracy theorists and to obscure facts about classified programs going on. And this flat Earth thing just seems to me to be largely fueled to discredit conspiracy theories, to also make it so that anyone that questions, things like that,
looks like a lunatic, right?
Are you a flat earther? Are you a conspiracy theory?
Right. I mean, if you believe that for whatever reason, perhaps the Federal Reserve employs despicable tactics in bringing down other countries' currencies and things like that. Suppose you make that claim, then somebody could just as likely say, "Do you believe the Earth is flat and that Jews are lizard shape shifting lizards?" I mean, because there is so much stupid conspiracy stuff that people actually appear to believe, and they do appear to believe the shape-shifting lizard thing. I mean, that
you don't think they're trolling about that one, Mark?
I think a few are, but I think that there's a larger majority. The majority of them are not. I think the flat Earth one, I mean, you've really got to be dumb or ignorant. I mean, and I'm talking ignorant to the level of kind of retarded and should be in a home kind of thing to believe this story.
Yeah, and I would just also say that I find it incredibly convenient that over the last 40 years, while the rest of Western civilization has focused so heavily on STEM in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in their education, the United States hasn't. And we've got a real serious problem with basic scientific understanding, critical thinking, and
I'm with
like
you
that.
On this, Eric. I think that most of these people are for real. I think the trolls are the minority of them. And all you have to do is go and look at the YouTube comments, unless you want to believe that they're all just trolls talking to one another. Which
and they're mostly government school graduates.
Exactly. Hey, great call, man. I appreciate the sensible thoughts. Thanks for making it tonight. Or coming up here, this is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may dial toll-free here. Join us on the Radio Waves Live Sunday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. You're probably going to do the shopping online anyway. You might likely be going to Amazon on a regular basis. Why not go ahead and take that extra step and help Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com first. As we go, continuing with your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Jeff. He's in Kissimmee, Florida, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I know there's a lot of you guys are talking to flat earth and stuff. I just wanted to shine some light. I feel bad for these guys. But what do you guys, I just wanted to say, you know, when you first hear the subject, everybody, you know, thinks it's retarded.
Stupid.
Yeah,
sure.
The first thing you think, which I just think it's funny that that's the first thing everybody seems to be, it's embedded in us to think that. It's just, and then the second thing is how the guy was saying that, you know, every pilot should be aware. The thing is, nobody really thinks about this, so these pilots aren't all in on it. They just don't understand, you know, nobody thinks about the Earth. They're worrying about their, you know, adjustments on the plane and stuff. They're not thinking about, oh, a curve's coming up. You know, no one thinks about it. So,
well, they're not. The thing it's is, not nobody, about a curve coming up. What we were saying is the pilots can see it. They can
I've been on plenty of planes. I guarantee if they measure, they're not. They think they're seeing a curve. They're not. There's no curve there, definitely.
I've seen people show a curvature simply from the ground using
a... Well, that's ridiculous because scientists don't even say you could see a curve from the ground. So actually, they don't even agree on where you would see the curvature. So. And
well,
if you talk to the top scientists...
You're wrong. It's a claim that you're making, but I can see here that there's, from popular science, they've got 10 proofs that you can...
I'm just trying to figure out why these people think the Earth's flat, and the thing I'm guessing is, if you look at a lot of movies, they do put hidden flat Earth maps for some reason, which is weird, and it's almost like a mockery type of deal. Then
no, the movies aren't mocking you.
I've seen plenty of movies with flat Earth maps.
Yeah, but the movies aren't mocking you. Okay,
well,
like that's a form of schizophrenia. It's a form of schizophrenia if you believe that everything's about you. This is why people believe that when they see a hold on, I'm not done talking. When they see a black helicopter, that it's following them. That it is a it's a hypersensitivity to yourself. No,
well,
Hollywood is not, no more than the fifth grade teacher who has a map on their wall is not mocking you.
Well, I'm just, why do they put it in the movies? I'm just curious. It's interesting.
Because maps make people look smart.
It's not the normal map, though. It's the flat Earth map, which is interesting. I'm just wondering why people think the Earth's flat.
What movies can you see? I'm saying the younger kids.
Are you talking about a map on a wall? Of course that has to be flat.
No,
that's how you put
a map on a wall, flat Earth, the round one from the top.
There's a flat Earth map that's the UN model. I don't know if you guys know the map for the UN. You guys know what that
was? Yeah, it's got Antarctica in the middle.
Okay, well, they put that in a lot of different movies. I'm just saying this is what the younger people are saying, okay? I'm just going by what I've seen. And
right, so you're not saying you're saying that?
No, it doesn't have Antarctica in the middle.
I'm speaking for why they're saying this. You're asking why are people, are they trolling? No, they actually think it is flat because I'm saying they don't trust the government. They don't want to just...
It's not about trusting the government, dude.
Well,
there's plenty of people who work in aerospace who don't work for the government. The majority of the rockets that are launched into space are not launched by governments. They're launched by private launching companies.
I'm not saying the people that are working on rockets aren't working on rockets. They are. I mean, they're launching them. You can launch.
What do you think? They're just launching them for fun?
But the
they go up. I mean, I'm not saying they go into space, but they're launching them. I don't know what they're doing.
Where do they go?
Do you know what third science?
Since my radio program's on a freaking satellite, they go into space.
That's just what they want you to believe, Mark.
Right,
like, what point do you just start floating into space? I just think that's weird. You're saying you just go to a certain height, and then all of a sudden you're just floating?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Right, you have to break free
all the oxygen gets sucked off if there's a vacuum over us?
Nope, it wouldn't. Because oxygen has
heavy
weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's density. There's no gravity. It's a density thing.
There's no gravity? So you deny
the
existence
of
gravity?
Wait a second.
Is the moon flat or is it round?
Do you mean is it spherical?
It's spherical? Is it spherical?
Well, if you go by the NASA pictures, it looks like
No, I didn't. I asked you a question. I don't care.
Is it a ball?
Is it a ball or a plate?
What I was told, of course, it's round.
Okay, so then you would say that there is a ball that circles, a round plate?
Oh, and I didn't understand when you were saying there's cold, there's ice up top, and there's ice in the bottom, so that means it's a ball. If the sun's going in a circle, there's going to be ice in the middle, and then there's going to be ice on the edge.
So the sun spins around the Earth like some kind of pinwheel?
There's the moon, and then the sun, and they're moving. You know what a clock looks like? You know how one hand's moving faster? That's like the sun, and then the other hand is representing the moon.
How is that explained in any way by astrophysics?
So you believe the sun revolves around the Earth is what you're saying?
Well, it's clear if you go outside. Look,
no, it's not clear. It's not clear.
If you look at the sun and it looks like it's going down the horizon, that's your perspective, the horizon level. Of course it's going to look like that. You can't see it.
Your perspective from a round ball of mud circling 93 million miles from the sun. Yes, I concur with you.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. So, yeah, I mean, that's literally what we're talking about here. And he was acting, trolling.
That's what he's doing. Like they want to lure you in. I want to have a conversation about dumb stuff. Look at me. I got on the radio for 7 minutes. minutes. You know, I mean, that's what it's about, man.
It's not hard to get on this radio show.
No, you don't have to talk about dumb stuff to be on the radio.
Right. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And so basically, I mean, the people that do believe this believe, like you were saying, they don't believe in any science. They don't believe in any accepted common understanding that, you know, we're essentially going back in time to where people did believe at one point in the past, you know, widely that the Earth was flat, and they believed that the sun revolved around the Earth, again, this very Earth-centric belief system. And if you had said that the Earth was round back then, you would have been put to death. So we're going back to that time.
Whoa, that the Earth was round, when was that? When were you put to death for the Earth being
I thought
round?
There were people that were put to death for that.
Are you talking about the guy, I think it's Copernicus, I'm not 100% sure, Galileo, I don't know.
Weren't people put to death for that?
No, I can't think of one person that was put to death for the suggestion the Earth was round. The suggestion the Earth did not circle the sun.
Was that what they were put to death for?
There was, that was a church doctrine at one point, and I would have to look to see whether anybody was in fact put to death over that.
Okay.
I think that there's an argument for it.
Hmm.
However, I don't think that even, you know, your stupid European peasant in the middle of the Dark Ages, if you brought up the notion of a round Earth and sort of explained the solar system to them, that they wouldn't accept it right away. These people actually looked at the sky. They understood what planets were and how they moved in constellations. They had some level of understanding. No, this is blind ignorance. This is an ignorance. It's ignorance without looking at facts.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John. He's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
We're talking to a bunch of crazy people about the Earth being flat.
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys. Just
okay.
To know. But
okay. Convince me.
I do appreciate you giving it the conversation. Thank you. It's
a platform.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
That is, yes. And it's nice to hear that it's actually being discussed, because it does have merit if you look at it from many different angles.
What's the most meritorious statement about the world being flat? What statement to you is the most convincing?
To me, the most convincing is curvature and spin. I think if you can get around those two things, you really, because curvature, for one, you know, the accepted model by science is 8 inches per mile squared. So once you go, a mile, there's 8 inches in curve. So as you go out 2 miles, it would be squared. So you go to 16 inches and then so, or 32 and then so on. So once you get about 60 miles, you're about 1,700 feet of curvature. You take somewhere like Kansas, you know, we're talking about 26,000 miles. It's really digestible. It's not so huge that it's out of, you know.
So the Earth doesn't curve.
Too mathematic for the radio. Yeah. I thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate the try, though. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
no matter what the budget, the season, or the climate. Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You can really bring up anything that you want here. For better or for worse. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Hopefully, Mark, you've gotten your fill of the flat Earth. You said at the beginning of the show you had a lot of questions. Do you feel like they've been answered at this point, or mostly just ignored and just sort of shoved off?
No, I am even more convinced now that most of the callers who've called in are just shucking and jiving. They're just teasing.
I think the last guy didn't believe what he was saying, but I think most of them are really... I think they really believe this stuff. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. By the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us get on more radio stations around the country with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. And you can pay with Bitcoin, credit card, or PayPal, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, where there is a big discussion going on right now about whether or not we should ban James Whittakind from the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It would be a relatively mostly unprecedented move.
You banned one guy for a period of time.
That's correct. There was a temporary ban put on Dave from New York
because
a couple of years ago. No, because he kept calling about the same thing.
That's bad radio.
Which is a bad thing. And you could make the argument that James Witt is basically calling about the same thing.
Yes, perceived slights to his character.
Yeah, so there's, I think, a strong argument for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to come around on this issue. We'll see. But if you want to weigh in, you could obviously call on that issue. But there's a big discussion thread going on right now in the Amp Only forum, and if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, then you get in there on Facebook. That's one of the perks of being an amper.
It's one of the best perks, too.
I agree. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the program there. It's a way to help us with, you know, again, for the price of a fancy cup of coffee. Makes a big difference for Free Talk Live having that money come in.
Because it's not for Free Talk Live. It's for the ideas of liberty to spread far and wide.
Well, that's not happening tonight. Tonight it's been all flat earth, Mark, so unfortunately.
We did get to talk about the ideas of liberty. Certainly,
true, we did talk about abortion.
You have to entertain, and it's entertaining to see a bunch of flat
crazy
earthers
people.
The hosts and kind of grill them. So,
yeah, I think it's been entertaining to kind of debate whether or not they're even for real. You seem to believe that they are putting us on.
They're putting us on.
I think they're not real. Johnny Ray,
they're real.
You think they're real. Okay,
they're
so me and Johnny
so
Ray.
So real.
Really. Silly.
Right. Let's continue with your calls here and go to Mike. He's in Virginia listening in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, man.
Hey,
I've listened to you quite a few years.
Thanks.
And, I've had quite a few people here lately. You talk about the flat earth, and they get back to the religious side of the Book of Enoch, calls for it to be flat or whatever. I don't know, man.
What is that? What is the Book of Enoch?
The Book of Enoch is one of those books that was left out of the Bible.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And I don't know, man. Anyway, but what I'm calling you about...
Well, those people back then didn't know science, right? That's why they were writing religious texts.
Right.
So, yeah, what do you believe in these days, man? You know, we all got our own God. Yeah.
Agreed.
Huh?
Agreed.
But what I understand is they got a Chinese man. You know, they own so much of our country, our great country now. And our politicians are so great on all sides. But they suppose they're building a little mini city down east of Raleigh, North Carolina, that was for high-tech Chinese companies, and then all the people there will be able to move there, and all the people and the students around, you know, universities from UVA to, you know, all over the place.
You're saying the Chinese are building...
Is it true or not?
All I get when I look it up is Chinese restaurants in Raleigh.
Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that
rumor?
Well,
it's just like the talk. I'm all over the state of Virginia, man, and I'm looking to move, and I want to maybe move to Carolina because it's a little bit easier on marijuana because I've been almost a felon for 14 grams too many times in this state. And here you can maybe Kentucky's getting ready to legalize, and I don't want to move all the way over west. I don't want to move up where you all at. And hoping one of these states around here will be relatively cool. But anyway, and I just hear that and it's all. And anyway, just hitting you up, man.
Well, if it's true that the Chinese are building their own city, then I say more power to them. I mean, that's cool.
Go take a look and report back. Find it
and tell us. I really am going to ride on further on in there.
Just don't fall off the edge of the earth while you're looking. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
Do you think they'll have any good barbecue restaurants in the mini Chinese city, like they have good Chinese restaurants in Raleigh?
Oh, that's a good question.
Raleigh's hotbed for barbecue, man.
Don't talk about barbecue right now.
I'm hungry.
Because I can't go and get any.
Hungry.
Let's talk to Jerry in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, I'm talking about that flat earth theory or whatever. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
And anyways, well, I have something to say about it. It's, Earth has a magnetic field, which helps keep the gases on Earth. And
that's a claim I've never heard, that magnetism
also
attracts the gases?
This is a theory that I have. If you look at Mars, it lost its magnetic field and lost most of its atmosphere from the solar wind. So it was the Earth itself has a strong magnetic field.
All right. How do you know that Mars has lost its magnetic field?
I think I heard that somewhere.
It has a really weak magnetic field itself. Mars does.
Okay.
Because they have satellites that measured it or whatever. And ours is a lot stronger than Mars. And Earth is a bit bigger than Mars. So the magnetic field itself actually helps keep the gas here on Earth from the solar winds. Actually helps, or deflecting the solar winds from blowing the gases away.
So Mars has an atmosphere that is 100 times less dense than Earth's atmosphere and mostly carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
And they're not very warm.
Well, there's a big article over it. This is rather, apparently recent news, how Mars lost its atmosphere and why the Earth didn't. Story from Washington Post, posted March 30th, so just 3 days ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of these theories are going around. They're fresh news that the flat earthers are sort of they're pushing the news cycle, and I think that that's a fascinating thing that they're able to do.
Well, yeah, no.
It just shows the power of internet trolls. Come on.
Everything
hey,
in the solar system or everything
this
in space is spherical.
Jim?
Jerry?
Jerry, you don't believe this crap, yeah. Do you? Come on, Jerry, level with me. This is bull, isn't it?
I'm trying to discredit
my leg,
flat earthers.
What?
You're trying to what?
I'm trying to discredit the flat earthers.
Okay.
Because everything in space is spherical in nature. That's the way it's
Yeah, that's the thing
together.
That I don't get is that if you're looking at, you can see.
That's what they want you to believe.
You can't see the other side of the moon. That much is true. The dark side of the moon is not visible. It's not that it's dark. It's just not visible to us. But you can see how the sun is sort of reflecting on it. You can see Venus sitting up there, bright as it could be. You can look at it through a telescope. You can watch Venus and Mars spin if you want. But now forget about all that stuff.
Well, if it's a rocky planet, yeah, if it has a really strong magnetic field, it's going to keep the gases longer because it's able to deflect the solar winds. That
I think he's onto something here. Jerry, I don't know why your audio cut out there for a moment, but thank you for the call, Ty. They are saying here in this article from the Washington Post, why doesn't the Mars have a magnetic field to protect it from the solar wind? The problem is in the core of the planet, Mars had a magnetic field when it was young, and its iron core was molten and convecting, which is what Earth's iron core does to this day. But Mars is smaller than Earth, and sometime about 4.2 billion years ago, that molten Martian core froze up. In this scenario, turning off the magnetic field meant turning on the effects of the solar wind, and Mars began losing its atmosphere. This is according to the Washington Post. So thank you for the call there. Let's go to Liberty Lover. He's in Ohio, and you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
You've been getting a lot of these flat earthers lately, haven't you?
Well, it is an open phones show, and that means that any crazy crackpot can call in and actually get on the radio, and they, you know, everybody realizes that, so they take advantage of it, and that's okay.
Especially crazy.
On the topic of conspiracies, I'm going to make this quick. What do you make of the 9/11 conspiracy theories? Do you think that perhaps the federal government actually did have a hand in it themselves?
I honestly don't know what the truth is around 9/11, but I know I don't necessarily believe what the official story is.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to know what happened, and I think there's some fishy things about what occurred. But I think that the people in the federal government or people, and that they would be some of them would be so shocked and horrified by what occurred that they would have broken ranks, and that it would be, it's just too big, the amount of people, the magnitude of it, it's too big for it to have been pretty much what they say it is, not exactly, but something close to that.
Thank you for the call, Liberty Lover. We're out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And we'll see you then.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200%. Since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.